The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hi, this is Bruce Valange. Remember on Hollywood Squares, the guy to the left of Whoopi, if that's possible? I'm listening to John Orlando on the PVD cast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 314. I hope all is well with you, and thank you very much for checking out this episode of the PVD cast. But before I start talking about my two guests that are joining me on this episode, I'd like to just talk real quickly about a situation that happened last week with the other podcast that I co-produce with Jason Taylor, Matt Talk. For the first time since we've been doing that podcast, now a little over a year, about 18 months, we missed a deadline. Unfortunately, the reason why we missed that deadline is because Jason's daughter had come home sick. She had tested positive for COVID. Thankfully, she had, I don't think, hardly any symptoms, but unfortunately, Jason probably caught it too. And I say probably because he couldn't get himself tested until about like Thursday or Friday, which by that time he already felt better. So we missed putting out a new episode last week, but I think everybody understands. And there will be a new episode coming up this Monday. We're going to go ahead and record it this weekend and have it set to go. And then we'll try to get back on our routine of every second and fourth Monday of the month to drop new episodes of everyone's favorite Matlock-themed podcast, Matt Talk. All right, with that out of the way, I'd like to talk about my two guests. They are Sean Allred and Andrew Jimison from a podcast called Cheap Seat Reviews. These two gentlemen actually have another partner. His name is Sam. He unfortunately couldn't make it when we sat down and chatted the other day. But these guys are based in North Carolina, and they do a podcast where they look at movies, predominantly streaming movies, but not always. They watch these movies, they discuss them, they review them, they kind of poke fun at them. They've been doing it for quite a while, and I saw that they were following me on Twitter, so I reached out to them, and they both agreed to come on. And it's a fun conversation. I think you're really going to dig it. And, you know, before I get to that, I do have to take care of one thing that I always do in my intro, and that is thank my great sponsor, World's Greatest Comics. As you know, they are located 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio, and they have everything for your comic book fandom. I mean, they got single issues, they got graphic novels, they got hundreds and hundreds of back issues. In fact, just the other day, Jeff posted on their Facebook page that they got a giant sale going on with all their back issues. But nonetheless, they got everything you need. So you should stop by the store, especially if you're in Central Ohio. But if you're not, if you're, say, in North Carolina, like Sean and Andrew, well, you can check out their website, wgcomics.com. And they're even on Facebook. Just look for at WGComics. All right, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go to a quick break, and on the other side of the break, you're going to hear my conversation with Sean Allred and Andrew Jimison from the Cheap Seats Review Podcast. All right, ladies and gentlemen, joining me this evening are two gentlemen that produce a great podcast called the Cheap Seats Review Podcast. Joining me here this evening, Sean Allred, Andrew Jimison. How are you gentlemen doing tonight?
Hey, thanks for having us. This is awesome.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Yeah, thanks for taking some time out of your schedule. Sit down and chat with me. Andrew, I understand We were talking off air, Sean and I understand you're a very busy man. You're doing a master's program right now.
Yeah. I'm trying to, you know, stay every moment that I can stay busy. I'm trying to make sure that I do. Yeah.
May I ask what you're pursuing your master's in?
It's a master's in music education.
Okay, cool, man. Cool. Yeah. I presume then you play?
I dabble.
Okay.
So Andrew is a band director. That's his profession. Andrew is a band director, and yeah, he played tuba in college very, very well, I might add. So.
Well, I thank you, Sean. I don't know that I would say very well, but I did play tuba, but thank you.
Well, you guys are two of the gentlemen behind the Cheap Seat Review podcast. Sean, tell my listeners, if they tune in, what's a typical episode of the Cheap Seats Review? What's it like?
Sure. All right. So yeah, Cheap Seat Reviews, we are the podcast that explores the Hollywood film industry for the greater good. We are on the eve of celebrating our 8th anniversary. So,
God, you're old.
Yeah. So we've been doing this show now. Literally, I don't know when this show will air, but as we record it, tomorrow is our 8th anniversary as the show. So, but we review
this again tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes, we do have to do this again tomorrow.
Oh, okay, cool.
We review streaming movies mostly. There's three of us. It's myself and Andrew, and then Sam Vector, who is our other co-host. He and I started this with two other guys, and then we eventually drove them away because, you know, they got tired of us, and we dragooned Andrew into joining us. Yeah, Andrew joined us on episode 101, and he's been with us ever since. So, but yeah, honestly, a typical episode is kind of like what this is. It's just the three of us just chatting about the movie, the parts that we like, the parts we don't like. We have a couple of segments that we do each week. Some of our favorites, our fan favorites, are things like five-word review. Every movie gets a five-word review.
I'm a big fan of that. I like that. That's awesome stuff.
Yeah, it's
one of our other segments is basically where every time that Sam mentions an actor that's not in the movie, Sean has to remove a piece of clothing. So
Sam, bless his heart, is one of the smartest people I have ever known, and I mean that genuinely. The man has 3 degrees. He is a professor, but he cannot get actors' names to save his life. It just eludes him. There was an inside joke for about 50 episodes where they would try to sneak the name Joe Pesci in every episode, and it was almost never organically, right? It would always be like, hey, remember that action movie that starred Michael Keaton and Joe Pesci? Like, what? No, that's not a thing. You know, like they would do that. So then Sam would try to bring it in, but he kept forgetting the guy's name and would, you know, we're talking about the Batman Returns movie with Danny DeVito, and he kept calling him Joe Pesci. It's like, you do know that they're two different people, right? So anyway, that's a fun segment.
If I'm not mistaken, you guys are all college friends, correct?
Yeah. We're Sean and I are actually roommates from college.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, they were renting out a room. Little did I know that that room was infested with, and no one else wanted to stay in that room. But so they tricked me into renting it, and I was their source of income for a little while to help pay rent. But Sam is just an old guy that we ran into while we were at Appalachian State. There's actually a couple of homeless guys that live out off of campus. Sam just happened to be one of them.
You took pity on him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sam. Yeah. And Andrew's deadpan delivery is hard to tell what he's laughing when he's being serious or not. Yeah. So the three of us and the other two guys that were all the original cast, well, we were all in the same music fraternity. We're all in a fraternity called Phi Mu Alpha Symphonia. And so Sam is my big brother in the fraternity. So I've known Sam now 20 years. There was another gentleman that was in the show originally. His name was Cornelius. He is my little brother. So we had the kind of three generations on the show for a while. And then Cornelius is he's also a musician, but that's why he couldn't do the show anymore, is because he's in two bands that tour all over the state. So they're constantly playing. So he couldn't do it. He's either playing drums or trombone, and he's making a lot of money doing it. So good for him. So, yeah. But we've known each other. I've known Andrew now. We're going on about 18 years now at this point.
Does it seem like 18 years, Andrew?
God, it feels like so much longer. No, 18. I mean, it's actually, looking back on it, it's very surreal, I guess, to know somebody for that long, I guess, other than family members, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So why did you guys start your podcast?
The original four of us, this will help with namings later. So Sam, again, who's not with us tonight, and then Chad Evans and Cornelius Logan. So the four of us, Chad and Sam, their wives are sisters. So we were always kind of together as a result of that. And we were all friends and roommates and stuff from college. And so for about a 7-year period, on Black Friday, the wives would go and be with the crazy people and do Black Friday shopping, and the four of us would go watch a movie. And then we would always go to a restaurant afterwards, and we would talk about the movie. And after many years of doing this, and podcasts started becoming a thing, you know, 2012-ish, Sam finally said, you know, we should record this and make a podcast. And so we all kind of hemmed and hawed the idea. And so after about another year of doing this, Sam finally said, seriously, we need to do a podcast. Sean, you need to be the host. Whatever you need to do, let's make this thing happen. And so I thought, okay, well, let's figure this thing out. So that was at a time where when you Googled how to start a podcast, you got like three answers. You know what I'm saying? Now it's unlimited, right? I'm an audio engineer by trade. I'm an AV tech by trade. So I already had some of the audio equipment at hand that I was able to kind of piece together an audio system. And we were, you know, we used Skype and Google Hangouts in those early days, and we just kind of made it work. And so eventually I forced Sam to create the name. He came up with Cheap Seat Reviews. He came up with about six names, and we thought Cheap Seat Reviews was the funniest and kind of most fitting of us. And then I drew the chair logo, and it's just kind of how it came out. We recorded about four episodes. Three of them were just unlistenable. They were terrible. But that fourth episode eventually became our first episode. So literally, like, even on the episode, I don't really have any pomp and circumstance about it. I say, I think this will be our first episode. And it was good enough that I was willing to put it out into the ether, and that became our first episode. So
you've been going strong for 8 years, so you must have been doing something right.
Well, I mean, no one's told us to stop, so there is that.
We're waiting on cease and desist letters, but they just don't come any day now.
Yeah. So what's some of the ups and downs that you've experienced, Sean, with producing a podcast? Because, I mean, every podcast host, every podcast producer, I think, has a couple of those highs and lows where you're like, yeah, that was awesome. And then, oh, God, it almost made me want to quit. Do you have any?
Yeah, so we'll do the lows first because I want to bring it up instead of bringing it down.
That's a good idea. I like that.
So there have been times where we've gotten into some arguments, and by we, it's usually me and Sam, just to be honest. Andrew is kind of like the best kind of co-host who just says, I will be there when you need me to be there, and he's, you know, there. And he always brings his A game, and Andrew's like the best kind of co-host.
Let's not go there, because I did fall asleep on one episode.
You did fall asleep, but...
Yeah, I don't know what episode number it is, but yeah, if you want to find it, it's in there somewhere. I just start snoring.
I think literally the episode title is Andrew's Asleep or something like that. It's in the title, but you hear him snoring. It's great. But Sam and I, we've had disagreements. We've had some issues about things. And I think that's just kind of the way it is with any kind of relationship where the expectation of one doesn't meet the expectation of another. And I think what happened is the two times where it got bad enough that we were kind of talking about, should we take a break from the show, were times where me wanted the show to be more of a business thing, and Sam wanted to keep it more as the fun hobby thing. And I would kind of get too high and mighty on my horse or whatever, and I would demand these things of Sam, and at the time, Chad and Cornelius, and sometimes Andrew. And then Sam would kind of have to remind me, this is not a business. We are never going to make money on this. This is our hobby. This is the thing that we do for fun. And you need to come back down with us. Not to say that we don't want to make a good product. We want it to be entertaining. We want people to listen and to laugh and to interact. But we don't want is that we lose focus on what the purpose of this show has always been, is that the three of us, originally four, have a good time. Like, if we're not having fun doing it, then it's time to stop, because then people won't enjoy listening to us not have fun. Is that pretty fair to say, Andrew?
Yeah, and little did we know that 8 years later we would be rolling in about six figures a year because of the show, with our sponsors and the backdoor things that we do for people.
This again is 100% a lie.
No, I'm kidding. No, some of the favors we do for people, I mean, they're a little sketchy.
We do have merchandise, so we actually have, for the first time ever, generated, I wouldn't call it a profit, but we have had some income from the show. If you still measure out the cost of the show versus income, it's still a loss, but we don't care. It's fine.
Yeah, right.
We've been running in the red for about 8 years now.
Yeah. But I will say, so that's kind of some of the down. Is like I said, there have been rough patches. There have been some frustrating, some trial moments. The good stuff has been, so some of the highlights of the show, one of my favorite moments was episode 50. Andrew was there. We did a live show. We did in front of people. We had tables and people, an audience. We had an audience physically in front of us. I used to work at a university, so I had the ability to do this. So we watched a movie in a movie theater on campus. And the movie was called Star Crash. It's a really bad ripoff of Star Wars.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Go watch Star Crash.
David Hasselhoff, right?
Yeah, the theatrical premiere of David Hasselhoff.
Yeah. What?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm going to have to look this one up.
There is a cowboy robot and...
Oh, and ninja robots. Right.
Oh, the ninja robot. Oh, yeah. Two ninja robots that Hasselhoff sword fights, I think. Christopher. He was the dad from The Sound of Music.
Joe Pesci.
Christopher Plummer.
Christopher Plummer. Thank you, Andrew, for Joe Pesci. Yeah, you're Christopher welcome. Plummer. He is also in this as the benevolent emperor of the galaxy.
Oh my goodness. This sounds amazing.
Oh, it's a treat. It's a treat. Go watch Star Crash and then listen to episode 50 of our show. But we did it in front of a live audience and it was so much fun. And that was truly a highlight of the podcast. And then other fun highlights have been meeting new podcasters, doing things like this, right? Like about a year ago, I discovered Twitter. As weird as it sounds, the show's been on Twitter since 2014, but I didn't know how to use it until about a year and a half ago.
He was still on MySpace at that time.
Well, you're not wrong. And and so I started kind of reaching out and connecting with people. And so I've gotten to meet a lot of really cool podcasters. I also used to work in the film industry briefly. Nothing anyone has ever heard of. But the few actors that I do know, I have reached out, but unfortunately they're all
cold shoulder.
Cold shouldered me. So
although the horse that he boomed on a Western has called us back twice.
Yes. Andrew, do you have any highlights you want to talk about from the show?
You know, I just love getting to hang out with my buddies every week, okay. You know, yeah. And it's an hour and a half usually of, and sometimes our show is not that long. Sometimes it's longer. But you know, it's just a chance to hang out really and just talk about stuff. And, it's rare, especially now. And, you know, as you mentioned, I'm in grad school and I have a family and I just moved and I started a new job and I have a student teacher that I'm, sponsoring this semester or sponsoring. It's not an AA meeting.
well,
that I'm overseeing. Yeah, kind of, at least here, but you know, it's good to take an hour and a half a week just to have some time, you know, away from everything and just laugh and talk about stuff. So I don't think I've had one episode that I've just been miserable now, except for the one I did fall asleep. That wasn't miserable. I was enjoying it so much that I lulled myself to sleep.
Do you guys ever catch hell for some of your thoughts and opinions on movies?
Oh God, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
You have any good stories on that of somebody firing off an angry tweet or whatnot?
Well, actually, this last episode, we've had some pretty bad feedback from a few actors, some big, you know, some A-listers actually, that I really made angry. Ryan Reynolds. No, I'm kidding. I did insult about every actor in the last movie we watched, and if they do ever hear it, The Rock and Ryan Reynolds will be after me.
But in seriousness, usually the only we haven't really the closest that we've gotten, because I've never really gotten an angry tweet or anything like that. I did get asked to join another podcast because I had never seen the movie The Highlander, and my opinion on that movie was that it's a bad movie. It's not good. It's not a good movie, but it can be fun, and that's okay. But I was ostracized a little bit for my opinions. And I also really love it when I get to tell people that I don't think that The Shining is as great as everyone thinks it is. I usually get a lot of evil looks on that one. And I was also told once that I'm un-American because I didn't think Pulp Fiction was the greatest thing ever invented. But, you know,
I don't know how your patriotism ties into that. Like when you were saying that, I'm like, oh, I bet he's going to say something like, oh, you're un-American because you don't like Patton, you know, right. But not Pulp Fiction, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that's usually it. It's usually, honestly, it's usually my takes, honestly. It's not usually either one of the other guys.
Unless it's a DC movie and then it's me.
Yeah, I don't like most of the DC movies. Andrew is kind of the DC apologist of the team. So
I'm not saying that they're all great, but they're better than Sean makes them out to be.
But they're not. That's the problem.
Well, hey, can I ask about one of your special editions that you call Them's Fighting Nerds?
Oh,
tell
yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So that was a one-off thing. So when the pandemic first started, so, you know, rewind, 2 years now, I was working. So where I work at, I work at a community college in the AV department, AV within the IT department. And so there was about a 2-month period where I didn't have really anything to do because there were no classes on campus. So no one was breaking things. So I came up with this, I like a good pun, so I came up with the name Them's Fighting Nerds. So I came up with the idea, and Sam and I, the idea was we were going to do a simple argumentative style podcast where we were going to pick a topic and then, because he and I liked it, we argue a lot on our show anyway.
Debate class.
Yeah. I mean, usually like if he and I agree, then it's a thing. Like, it's big enough that we're like, oh my gosh, we're agreeing with each other, right? So we recorded a handful of episodes and threw them out on, I think I threw them out on Anchor or something. And they were like real dumb topics, like should athletes be paid? Or they were not all kind of nerd topics. They were, sometimes they were, should Disney, should, you know, girls look up to Disney princesses and things like that.
Captain Kirk versus Captain Picard, you know.
Things like, yeah. Which we didn't do that one because Sam's not a Trek fan, so that really wouldn't have worked. But we could have done a Star Wars versus Star Trek. That would have been an interesting.
I was trying to think of something as nerdy as possible.
Sure. No, I got you.
Yeah.
But the one that you're probably looking at in our feed was so a couple other podcasts that I have friended along the way over this last year. Jesse from the Sudden But Inevitable podcast, which is a podcast that initially started off as a Firefly podcast, and then they've gone on to do a season of Cowboy Bebop, the cartoon, and now they're doing Cowboy Bebop, the show, the live action show. Their market is one seasoned shows mm-hmm. one season. And then Cameron from a podcast called the Green Shirt Podcast, a newbie's trek through TNG. And so Cameron threw out on the Twitterverse that, because you know we were in preparation for, actually we were kind of in the doldrums after Endgame before we would get Black Widow and some of the movies. So we were asking, you know, people on Twitter were saying stuff like, "Hey, so which is your favorite MCU film?" and blah blah. And a lot of people put Thor Ragnarok in their kind of top three, top five in their pantheon of MCU movies. And Cameron
says, correct.
I agree. I think it's great.
Yeah.
And Cameron says, not only is it not the best, but it's not even good. He thinks that Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is the greatest MCU movie. And
yeah, I'm still trying to figure out how the planet inserts this thing. It's okay. Never mind. Go ahead.
So then Jesse, he comes back with, no, Thor Ragnarok is the greatest MCU. And so I said, hey, guys, we should do a debate podcast. And I just happened to have the venue for it. And so I already had the logo I drew, and I had this kind of property called Them's Fighting Nerds. And so we did this one-off episode where they debate. We did it like a true debate style. I come in, hello, I am Sean, your host tonight, as we do this debate. Like I went full debate voice and
NPR style.
Yeah, really NPR style, and let them kind of point counterpoint. And I came up with five categories to determine which one was the best. And based off of points that I award as the judge and both host and judge, we awarded that Jesse was in fact correct that Thor Ragnarok is the best movie. I do interject that I think Infinity War is actually the best MCU movie. And even though having seen the new Spider-Man movie, I still contend that Infinity War is my favorite. But that's what that is. So that's what Them's Fighting Nerds is.
Do you have any plans to do more episodes of that?
So we did. So the initial idea that the three of us had was that this would be a monthly thing. That the idea was that the winner of the debate would then challenge someone else on Twitter for, you know, a debate topic, and that it would remain mine as the host, but depending on the topic, we might bring in another judge. So, for example, if someone wanted to come in and argue that Shawshank Redemption is the best movie of 93, or Scump is the best movie of that year, you know, so like, okay, then maybe we'd bring our guests, you know, our co-host Sam on, because we do like to make fun of that he's older, because he is 2.5 years older than us. Like, we might bring him on. Or if we were going to do I don't know, musicals, like let's say we're going to do The Greatest Showman versus Pitch Perfect, we might bring Andrew on as a guest, judge. Like, that was the idea. Mm-hmm. And that the Them's Fighting Nerds, it was received pretty well. We just ran out of steam and kind of ran out of time for it. I mean, so it's
And it was a shorter podcast too. It was what, 15, 20 minutes?
Well, the initial one was the episode that we did that's on our feed was a good hour and 35, 40 minute episode.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Obviously you didn't listen to it.
No, I listened to every minute of it. I just,
you forgot. You just forgot. It was so good. You forgot. Wow, yeah.
I did.
I'm going to interrupt my conversation with Andrew and Sean for just one moment to talk to you about World's Greatest Comics. They are the one-stop shop for all of your comic book-related needs. They've got single issues, graphic novels, toys, collectibles, comic book supplies, posters, back issues on top of back issues on top of back issues, a great pull system, a friendly staff. I mean, what more can you ask for? So you need to check them out either online through their great website, wgcomics.com, or their Facebook page at WG Comics. But if you happen to be traveling through Central Ohio, you can stop on over to the store. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. And if you interact with anybody from the store, either online or in person, please let them know that you heard about the store from me, John Orlando, right here on the PVD Cast. Well, let's talk a little bit about you guys here. When did your fandom of movies start? Because obviously you're huge movie buffs. So can you remember back to when it started? Maybe was there one film that really piqued your interest in it?
It's all you, Andrew.
Yeah, well, for me, it was kind of my, you know, I wasn't really an outdoorsy type kid growing up. And so a lot of my after school and summertime was spent, you know, watching TV. And my parents were working quite a bit, so I had to find ways to entertain myself. My brother and I, we got outside and played a little bit here and there and shot things and blew things up like boys do. But, you know, rainy days and cold days in the winter, it was spent inside. But I remember going to the theater with my grandmother. And my grandfather was an avid bowler, and he would travel, I mean, good distances. So one time, we live in North Carolina, and he had a bowling tournament in West Virginia. And he said, "Do you want to go with us?" And it was just me and my grandparents. And I said, "Sure." So I kept my grandmother company, and we went to see a movie. And my grandmother, of course, didn't really know what the movie was, and neither did I. I'd never heard of it. It was called Mrs. Doubtfire. And I was, I guess, in, I don't know, the fourth grade, third. I was pretty young, too young to see Mrs. Doubtfire, because there's several things in that movie that, you know, my grandmother, I know, was ashamed to see and you know, embarrassed that I had witnessed. Not that there's anything too terribly bad in that movie, but as a kid, you know, it's not really appropriate. But I remember that experience, and I remember going to the movie theater with my grandmother and thinking we were kind of getting away with something, because it was just the two of us, and I knew was watching something that I shouldn't be watching. And we talked about the movie on the way home. I remember asking her, like, "What was your favorite part of the movie?" And she was like, "Well, I love the scene where he's dancing with the broom," and, you know, that kind of stuff. So that was my kind of intro into talking about movies, not just going and seeing them. But my grandmother was a big movie buff, and I guess still is. I don't know if she still watches them or not, but that was kind of my intro to it, I guess.
Sean, how about you?
No, that's a cool story. I've actually never heard that story. So my dad was a movie guy growing up. So I, unlike Andrew, I actually spent most of my time outdoors. I was inside was only for rain or snow. Well, it's North Carolina. We don't really get snow, but rain. But those rainy days were great. So we had at the time, again, this is, you know, late 80s, early 90s. The house that we live in, we had it was a split foyer. So the downstairs was the den. And Dad had at the time, and we were hot stuff, right? We were the bee's knees. Dad had a 29-inch Sony Trinitron TV, right? I mean, that was big. That was a big TV back in the day, a 29-inch TV. He had two Bose. I think they were the 901s, but they were hanging from the ceiling. I mean, they hung from the ceiling. You would see at a church, right? These big speakers, big subwoofer. And then on the side wall is where the VCR and the record player and the reel-to-reel tape. I mean, it was his place. And we would watch movies down there. And I would watch. Dad would let me watch anything. Dad did not care what the rating was. as long as I was watching it with him. So my first rated R movie was Aliens, the second Alien movie. I was probably 9. It scared the hell out of me. I remember going down there and watching. I watched a lot of Star Trek with Dad. Dad was big into Trek. We watched The Next Generation. We would watch it whatever night it came on, Wednesday nights, Thursday nights, on our black and white 13-inch TV in the kitchen, along with some other news and other TV shows. But I remember watching Star Wars and Star Trek, and I'm an only child. So during the summers, if there was no one available, you know, if a kid was gone, if my buddies were gone at camp or whatever, I was, you know, you only play by yourself outside for so long before it gets boring. So, you know, you put in a movie, and that's what we had. So I, you know, I watched those Star Wars and Star Trek tapes like crazy. So that was just kind of what it was for me. I really enjoyed doing it. And you know, the first movie I saw in the theater was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2. And then the first movie my dad ever took me to see, just he and I, was Star Trek Generations.
Oh, and, okay.
And again, objectively a bad movie, but it's one of those that I have such an emotional attachment to that even when I watch it now, which I haven't watched it in a while, but if we were to watch it, even say for the podcast, like I would still kind of get that emotion of sitting there next to Dad in the theater. So
I'm going to put you guys on the spot. Favorite movies. I'm sure you have plenty. If you're like me, I have 4 or 5 that I can't pick one. So Sean, Andrew, whoever wants to go first, what's some of your favorites?
Well, Andrew's, I know the answer for Andrew. Andrew's favorite movie is Back to the Future.
Yeah. It's okay. the whole franchise. I also am a fan of, you know, some good gruesomeness and some good comedy. You know, there's a movie called Bone Tomahawk, which it's a terrible movie. And, you know, someone literally gets ripped in half. But for some reason, I love that movie. And then there's another Western with Mel Gibson called Maverick. That's a good, it's kind of like Sean. I have good memories of watching that with my dad. And then, you know, some of these newer MCU movies, I see that poster behind you there. Deadpool is a hilarious movie and, I love it, but, you know, some of that stuff that's newer, it's good stuff. We watched a movie for the podcast that I love called Knives Out.
Oh yeah. Knives Out is fantastic. Yeah.
So I've got some favorites on my list. I don't necessarily have them, you know, ranked 1 through 10 or anything, but I've got some up there for sure.
Sean?
Yeah. So favorite right now, and I say right now, taste change, but it's been this for probably about 10 years, is the movie Serenity, which is the movie based on the show Firefly. I love Serenity. I love everything about it. I know Joss Whedon it's become the cool thing to do to make fun of him. And I know that he has his issues and I get that, but at the time I love the movie and I think he was a brilliant director and it's my favorite. I'm a huge Trek fan. I love Star Wars. I think you can love both. I don't understand that argument. Other types of movies. Sci-fi is probably my favorite genre, but you know, like Andrew, you know, Back to the Future is great. Die Hard is also one of my favorite movies. I've seen that more times than I can count. I'm trying to think of some of my other favorites. I mean, like you have the movies that you watch as a kid and then you have the movies that you watch as as a teen, young adult, when you're kind of your formative years. And then you're, you know, I mean, for the podcast, you know, I've been really blessed to see some really good movies. I mean, most recently, like Dr. Sleep, the sequel to The Shining. I love that movie. It's so good. I really just fell in love with that movie.
Extraction is another one, I think.
Extraction. I had such a good time with it. It's a Netflix movie. It's just an action film, but there is that 12-minute one take that they do in that movie is so incredibly well done. Yeah, because again, you know, When you've actually worked on a film set and you, again, nothing like that, nothing to the scale, but when you know what it takes to do a shot and then to watch them to do that thing, it's like my mind is exploding just knowing how hard it is to do the things that they did in that shot. It's really incredible.
Is Extraction Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah.
Okay. Some other podcast pals and I have seen that movie and they refer to it as Thor beats up children. That they don't even call it extraction. That's just what he. Because Max, if you're listening, I'm giving you props. Max always says, he goes, like, Chris Hemsworth beats the shit out of some children. I mean, he's talking teenagers. They are children, and he don't care.
Yeah, they are kids, but in fairness, some of them have guns and knives and stuff.
Right, that's exactly. Yeah, hey, if you're 10 years old and you got an AK-47, you're dangerous.
Yeah, yep. This movie kind of is a dick to kids. I mean, like, one of the first opening scenes is, like, you see a man pick up a 9-year-old and throw him off a building. I mean, it's rough.
Yeah. I oh, man. Do you guys have any least favorite movies that we could discuss? Ones that you're like, oh, God, I never want to see that again, or I hate when anybody mentions it?
Thunder Force.
Absolutely. Thunder Force. That is at the top of the list. Poultrygeist, I think, is one we reviewed that.
Oh my God, pretty terrible. Terrible.
Well, it's a trauma film. It's supposed to be bad. I have my rankings here pulled up for the podcast. So Birdemic is our lowest ranked film.
Yes, because it's bad.
It's a bad movie. It's objectionably bad. Again, I've made bad movies, and that movie is worse than stuff that I've made. Rubber was on there. Not a fan of Rubber.
I have a soft spot for Rubber, Sean. Sorry. That's why you heard the moan.
No, it's fine. You like what you like. I don't really care. we just didn't like it.
Okay.
Velvet Buzzsaw was a really bad movie. Did you ever see Nightcrawler?
Oh, no. Not the... every time somebody says that, I'm like, oh, no, not the X-Men. My bad. Yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal stars in this movie called Nightcrawler, where he's kind of a sociopath, and he's a camera operator, freelance camera operator for the news. He goes and shoots footage so that before the news can get there, so we can kind of get that raw footage. It's a really dark, really kind of gritty, interesting movie, and the acting is really good, and Jake Gyllenhaal is genuinely terrifying. So same director, some of the same cast. You still had Rene Russo and Jake Gyllenhaal, and they do this thing called Velvet Buzzsaw about art that comes to life and kills you. It's so bad. It's just, it's real bad. It's bad.
Andrew, do you have any you want to throw on the list too? Or,
well, you know, there's a few that I've just not enjoyed, but I think Thunder Force definitely has to be at the very top of that for me. I think we saw Trolls 2 or Troll 2, excuse me, not Trolls. That's the animated thing. That one's actually decent compared to Troll. Not that I can think of, though. You know, there's not many that I absolutely hate. But
if I start reminding you, Transformers Age of Extinction.
I just kind of feel like that's a given that that's bad because it's Michael Bay and it's Transformers.
Yeah. I mean, we've watched some bad movies for the show, but most of the time we can kind of have a good time with them.
Sure.
You know, like,
absolutely.
Like Escape from LA is a bad movie, but you know, I can still have a good time with it. Then there's movies where you kind of have an expectation that it's going to be decent and it's still terrible. You know, that's when it's,
we mentioned earlier about some of the highlights of the show, and some of mine, actually, now that we're talking about it, is when we find a movie that's like a gem, and it's really, it may not be a great movie, but because we watch it together and because we have this experience together, there's a movie called Iron Sky. And Iron Sky is a terrible movie. I mean, it's awful. But because of the experience of watching it together and laughing about it and talking about it, it's a movie that I like and I would probably watch again, especially if I was watching it with these guys.
All right, gentlemen, let's start wrapping things up here real quick. I would like you guys to go ahead and plug social media, website, maybe some upcoming episodes. Are you doing any more live shows? Because I'm envious. I got to admit, Sean and Andrew, I'd love to do some live shows, but until things clear up, I don't think that's going to be happening. But tell us where they can, where everybody can keep tabs on you folks.
I guess I'll do this part because I don't know if Andrew knows any of our stuff.
Cheap I always tune him out at this point in our show. So
this is where he falls asleep. Cheapseatreviews.libsyn.com is our website. There you can find links to some of our other social media. Twitter is at cheapseatcast. Facebook is just facebook.com/cheapseatreviews. We're in all the normal places, all your podcatchers, good pods, and all the other stuff. So, yeah, Twitter is where I do most of my living now. I do most of my communicating is on Twitter. So that's kind of the best place to follow us and to reach out. The one thing that we love to do are requests from listeners. If there's a movie you really want us to do, we'll do it. If it's streaming or we can get our hands on it, we'll do it. Even if it's not streaming, we'll still try to find a way to do it for the most part, within reason. I mean, like last year, so last May we did, we reviewed all the sequel Star Wars movies, 7, 8, 9, mm-hmm. as they came out. And then last May we said, hey, we should do the prequels. So we did 1, 2, and 3. We also did the Clone Wars cartoon movie, as well as Rogue One. And I don't know if we did Solo or not. I think we did. So we had a listener say, you've done every Star Wars movie except the original trilogy. You must do the original trilogy. We're like, ooh, do we want to like possibly piss off all of the nerds to do Star Wars? But we did it because a listener asked us to do. And those are actually some of our most downloaded episodes. And we haven't, surprisingly, didn't get really a whole lot of hate. I did get a little bit of hate on Twitter, but it was like one guy.
His name is George Lucas. I don't know if you've heard of him, but he wasn't a fan.
How about you got any upcoming episodes that folks need to check out?
So our most recent episode, our last episode, episode 377, we reviewed, which was the first episode of the year, we reviewed something. What did we review, Andrew? I forgot.
The first episode of the year?
Yeah, Red Notice. We just did
Red Notice. Yeah. Yeah, with Ryan Reynolds and the potato. Rock. I mean, The Rock. Yeah.
Yeah, he called The Rock a potato or something.
Yeah, I did. I'm still waiting on him to call me out on that.
It's a fine movie. It's fine. It's whatever. If you have an hour, you have 20 minutes and you want to listen to Ryan Reynolds be Ryan Reynolds, go watch it.
It's a little too Ryan Reynolds-y, but yeah.
But our next episode will be our 8th anniversary episode. So we are doing... So we're going to do it live, as in we're going to stream it. And full disclosure, it's a Mystery Science Theater 3000. That's what we're doing. We're going to watch the movie, and we're going to talk over, commentate over it. We don't do this very often because as a podcast, it's not great. Mm-hmm. But, if you're participating live, it's a lot of fun. But now I know that most people don't have the ability to consume a podcast while watching a movie at the same time. That's a time commitment, so we don't do these very often. But they're fun for us in the moment to do. And some people will join the chat and stuff like that. So if I'm not really going to plug it, because by the time this posts, we'll have an episode. So,
yeah, they'll have to catch the replay.
Yeah, you can download that episode. We're reviewing Wild Wild West. We're going to watch Wild Wild West and review it. The Will Smith, the movie Will Smith decided to do instead of The Matrix.
Yeah, messed up on that one, Will.
But I will plug this. This is something very cool. If you like Lord of the Rings, the month of February is our Lord of the Rings month. So we're going to do the three movies. And then on the fourth week of February, we're going to have a special treat. A host of a podcast called Cinematic Sound Radio, who all he does is film scores. We're going to take that fourth week and talk about and really do a deep dive on Howard Shore and the music of Lord of the Rings. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So check us out in February, Lord of the Rings month.
Awesome. Sean, Andrew, thank you so very much for joining me here this evening. I appreciate it so much.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
no problem. Absolutely. And with that, ladies and gents, I'm going to throw it to quick break. And on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. My conversation with Sean and Andrew from the Cheap Seat Reviews podcast. It was really fun talking to those guys, and I appreciate them coming on. And hey, you should check out an episode. I've checked out a couple of their episodes. They're really fun. They really are passionate about movies. Like I said, it's a blast. So you definitely need to check it out. Wherever you find podcasts, just look for Cheap Seat Reviews. And you should go ahead and download a bunch of episodes from them. All right, as for me, I need to start wrapping things up. So I'm going to tell you where you can get in touch with me if you would like to do so. You can shoot me an email. My email address is johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can find me on Twitter. My personal Twitter handle is @pvdmvp. And you can even contact me through the Facebook and Instagram feeds. Just search for @pvdcast. And hey, maybe you want to let some folks know about my little podcast. Well, there's a couple different ways you can do that. First, you can direct them over to pvdcast.com, the online home of yours truly. This podcast is available through all of those major podcasting outlets too. Just go to your favorite podcasting outlet or app, go into the search bar, type in PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put a name after it, and you should be able to find it. And as I've been preaching for the last few months, please help me out. If you listen to any episode of the PVDcast, please rate and review it. It helps me out in the algorithm. It helps me out in the standings. And it just would mean a lot to me. You don't have to write like a giant novel. Hell, you could probably just use some emojis. Like give me a thumbs up, you know, when you post your review. Or just when you're done reviewing and giving me however many stars, you could just say awesome. And that would be great. You don't have to do a lot. Because I know I'm asking for you to take some time out of your busy schedule to rate and review. So keep it simple. Please do it. And of course, subscribe so you never miss another episode of the PVDcast. I got to remind you as well that there's another avenue where you can hear this podcast, and that's through the Facebook page. Every Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I do a Facebook broadcast where you can hear the week's episode, and I will be there to answer questions. If anybody wants to drop stuff into the comments, you know, section, I'm there to interact with you. It's a whole lot of fun. So if you would like, check it out on a Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the live broadcast of the PVDcast. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. I thank you once again for checking out the episode, and I will chat at each and every one of you later. And as always, stay righteous, stay independent. Stay safe and healthy. Presentation of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2022.